Gould Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Good morning out there. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. This is Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts in Eaton. 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week, your Napa parts provider. They have a machine shop, marine, off-road equipment, car and truck parts, tractor parts. Curbside pickup is available. You can also look them up at Gould Parts online, and they'll tell you right there on the website if the part you're looking for is available at Gould Parts. One thing I want to get out there right away, later today, 2:30 p.m., pregame, 3 p.m. game. We have a live Preps basketball game with Michael Spillin on the call. Eaton and Strasburg today should be a good one. So tune in to that. The rundown for what we're looking at today is we're going to go through some wrestling rankings. Last week we looked at the team rankings in wrestling. This week we're going to look at individual weight classes. I'm going to list. We're going to go through girls wrestling. We're going to go through 5A, 4A, 3A, and any of the athletes that are ranked in the top three at their respective weight classes in their classification. In the second segment, we will talk with University girls basketball coach Matt Baumgartner. I've known Matt for a long time. We took a bunch of classes together at UNC as we were both in the social sciences area. So a few political science classes with Matt, known him for a while. And we'll talk to him about getting his 100th career victory as a coach and about this squad that he's got, a really, really good girls basketball squad he's got going over there at University. In the third segment, we will talk with Fort Lupton boys basketball coach Jim Rodell. He's got a really good group going. They had a little bit of a disappointing run last year. They made it into the playoffs and lost into the first round. They were, I believe they were 20-4 last year, and then they end up losing right in the first round. So a little bit of a disappointing end to last year, but they have picked up right where they left off in the regular season, playing well, and he's got a couple of really good sophomores that we're going to talk about. And then in the final segment, as it's become a custom here on Preps Rewind, we will have the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, the list of boys and girls basketball teams that I think have the best opportunity to win a state championship this year in basketball. So now, like I said, we're going to jump into wrestling. These are individual weight classes per division. And I'm just listing the ones from our area here in northern Colorado. So we'll jump right into it with the girls wrestling rankings. Remember, girls is just one big classification as of now. They haven't split this into school sizes or anything like that. So just one big classification of girls wrestling. At the 110 weight class, we have the number two wrestler, Riley Balcazar from Fort Lupton. At 115, we have number two ranked Lindsay Lopez of Loveland. And I believe this is probably her sister at the 120 weight class, also ranked number two, Lexi Lopez, also from Loveland. Jumping into the 130-pound weight class, Aspen Hikati from Greeley West is ranked number three at that 130 weight class. 135, the number three wrestler, Katie Percy from Severance. At 140, we have the number two ranked wrestler in the area, Sierra Muskowski from Loveland. And once again, these are rankings for the whole state of Colorado. I'm just giving you the rankings that kind of fit northern Colorado. A few boys at the 5A. We're going to jump into boys at 5A. At 144 weight class, the number two from Poudre, Billy Greenwood. Jumping into the 150 weight class, Jude Miller from Fort Collins. In the 157-pound weight class, number two ranked wrestler, Banks Norby from Pooter, and also another Pooter wrestler at 165, Brent Lamb, ranked third in his weight class, also from Pooter. Pooter is one of the teams from the area that's ranked in that top 10 at 5A. I think they're like number 8 right now. So Pooter, a team to watch at that 5A level from our area for wrestling. If you go in and you look at the 4A team rankings, it is a who's who of schools in our area. Windsor is there. Roosevelt is there. Thompson Valley is there. Meade. We don't cover Meade a lot, but they're kind of in our area. So just tons and tons of kids at this 4A level in the rankings. And we're going to start at the 113 weight class. The number 2 wrestler is from Windsor. And guys, I'm writing these names down, and I do my best to pronounce them as I see them. I apologize if I'm butchering anybody's name out there. But at that 113 weight class from Windsor, we have James Pantano, I believe is how you would say that. At the 120 weight class, the number 1 wrestler in the state hails from Mountain View, Isaiah Harrison, number 1 at the 120s. We also have the number 1 ranked wrestler at the 132 weight class. That is Travis Long from Roosevelt. We also have the number 3 ranked wrestler at that 132 weight class. Hayden Welton is from Windsor. At the 138 weight class, this is all 4A here, number 2 wrestler Chris Lalonde from Roosevelt. 144, the number 1 ranked wrestler from Thompson Valley, Jackson Raridan. He is the number 1 ranked wrestler at 144. The number 3 wrestler at 144 hails from Windsor, Robert Kendall. Continuing on in the 4A level at 165, the number 2 wrestler Garrett Hendrickson from Thompson Valley. Number 3 ranked wrestler also at that 165 weight class is from our area. That's Santi Fernandez from Windsor. 175, the number 2 wrestler Kellen Englehart from Thompson Valley. The stud quarterback from Roosevelt, Bronco Hartson, he is also a very, very good wrestler. He is ranked number 1 at that 190 weight class, Bronco Hartson from Roosevelt. Evan Pearson is the third ever, sorry, Evan Perez from Windsor is ranked number 3 at 190. At the 215 weight class, we also have Zebulon Merriam. He is from Windsor. He is number 1 at that 215 weight class. So as you can see, Thompson Valley, Windsor, Roosevelt, our area really represented well at that 4A level. And that continues as we look into 3A wrestling. At the 106-pound weight class, Drake Vombar from Severance is the number 1 ranked wrestler. And we also have Blake Hawkins from Eaton. He is number 2 at that 106 weight class. This is at the 3A level. I would guess those guys, it's crazy to me to have the number 1 and number 2 wrestler at the 106 weight class, and they live, or their schools are, what, 10 miles away from each other. So represented well at that 106 weight class. At the 120, Julian Marquez from Platte Valley is number 2 at the 120 weight class. At 126, the number 1 wrestler hails from Severance, Jonathan Morrison. 132, number 2, Christian Corral from Valley. Dimitri Garza Marcone from Fort Lupton. He is number 1 at the 138 weight class. 144 weight class, Patrick Preston from Eaton. Another Eaton wrestler, Jackson Tribbett. He is ranked number 2 at the 157-pound weight class. Isaiah Marquez from Valley is number 3 at the 165. We also have the number 3 wrestler at the 175 class. That is Ethan Goldfair from Resurrection Christian. And to round out all the wrestlers from the area ranked in the top 3 at their respective weight class and classification, Cal Sidwell from Eaton. He is at number 2 at the 190-pound weight class. So that's a look at kind of what we have going wrestling-wise. Lots of opportunities there for individual state champions as we move into the later part of the season after Christmas break, of course. But lots of good wrestling going on. I believe the big Greeley Christmas invite tournament is going on down at Island Grove today. So if getting out and checking some preps wrestling is something you would like to do, That is an option right here in Greeley, down at Island Grove, a huge wrestling tournament for the high school kids. So I think we're going to jump out right now. On the other side, we're going to grab Matt Baumgartner, University Girls head basketball coach. You are listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Mike Danson, and we are presented by Gould Parts, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Give them a call for all your automotive parts needs. We are going to go to the phone line here, and we have head basketball coach for the University Girls, Matt Baumgartner. Matt, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for hopping on with me today. I appreciate that. First thing is congratulations on your 100th career victory as a basketball coach. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It definitely is an accomplishment. You know, I as all good coaches should do, they take that opportunity to look back at those wins and think about all the great kids that they coach. So, you know, from my first 5-6 years out at Weld Central, some of the girls that I was able to coach, and you know, kind of them impact my lives and me be in their life and hopefully have a positive impact. It was a good opportunity to kind of reflect on just all the kids that I've come across during my coaching year.
Now, and that's something that I. From my coaching days also, like, you know, I was fortunate enough to be on a coaching staff and teams that won a couple of state championships. But as fun as that was, the memories with the kids of watching them enjoy it was even bigger.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's one of the greatest things about coaching is just seeing, you know, not only seeing the success, but then also seeing, you know, kids, how they grow out of the hard times, you know, and you know, just the growth that you can see out of you know, youth athletes, and you know, coaching high school sports, they're there's a opportunity for a lot of growth, and as a coach you hope that you know, give them enough tools in their toolbox that they can go out there and kind of, you know, face some adversity and have the right tool in the toolbox so that they could pull it out at the right time and overcome that adversity. So it's a lot of fun. It was fun. We celebrated as a group. It was our next game. We celebrated as kind of a group, and you know, very thankful for all the young ladies that I've had the opportunity to coach.
So we'll get into the team here. I just got one more, but who would you say, is there a coach that you kind of lean on, or do you have a mentor or a coaching style of somebody that you've kind of molded into yourself?
You know, I get asked that question relatively frequently, and I have yet to come down with an exact answer. What I will say is I was very fortunate growing up and having some tremendous coaches, starting when I was young. A good friend of mine, their dad, Mark Cirrus, who passed away a little over a year ago, he was a tremendous youth basketball coach. He did so much out in the Keensburg area for youth sports. He coached pretty much everything. He coached baseball, he coached basketball, he coached football. And he was so instrumental in kind of my early days in athletics growing. And then also he just set such a good standard of what a coach, you know, how a coach should care about somebody and how a coach should be there and support somebody. And then as I, you know, transitioned it into high school, Coach Gary Stone, you know, who I think is one of the best coaches in the state of Colorado, you know, tremendous winning percentage, but he really went and just, he built a program that was set on a standard, and it was a standard that regardless of how much talent there was or wasn't, the group and the team could be successful. And, you know, everybody understood roles and everybody able, he got everybody to buy into that. And then I also, during my high school days, I played for club basketball for Coach Meckleberg, you know, that you know very well.
Yep.
From your time at Platte Valley. And he honestly, he's the first one that ever gave me a shot at being a coach. I played club basketball, and the summer after I graduated, he was going to miss a tournament and asked me to fill in as a coach for the club team. And it kind of gave me my first opportunity. Shortly thereafter, Coach Stone gave me another opportunity, and it's something that I knew I wanted to do. But once I got a taste of it right after high school, I knew that I probably wanted to do it sooner rather than later. And it kind of set me on the trajectory that I've been on for the last, I don't want to say it, but over 20 years.
Yeah, I hear you. Like I look in the mirror sometimes and I go, man, I'm 40 years old now. Like, what happened? But so let's jump into your team. You guys, I believe it was just your last game. You get pick up your first loss of the season, but that's a really good Holy Family team. It looks like you guys played really good when you come out of the locker room in the first and third quarters, but kind of struggled in the second and fourth.
Yeah, when we talked about it after the game, even reflecting on it right away, it felt like it was almost like a heavyweight prize fight. And we jumped out, and it was, both teams had a hard time scoring early on. And then we started throwing some punches and landing, you know, getting some buckets and playing really well in the first quarter. And, you know, we jump out to a nice lead at the end of the first quarter, and they came out swinging in the second quarter, and they chipped away and chipped away. And, you know, it was kind of back and forth. And it was one of those games where, you know, ends up 8 points, but I think if we had two or three more minutes, the game's completely different, and maybe the score flips around. And it was a fun game. The girls played so well. It was a lot of fun to be, you know. And I talked to a couple people that were there, some friends of mine that were there that come to a lot of games, and they're like, man, that was just fun to watch. It was fun to just sit back, and you guys were going after each other, and you know, it was good basketball on both sides. So it was, as a coach, that it was kind of a pinch me moment, because it's like, wow, this is a great regular season game. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're talking with University head girls basketball coach Matt Baumgartner. Coach, when I was looking, getting ready for the basketball season, kind of preparing myself, getting used to the teams, I saw what you guys graduated, and I expected there to be a little bit of growing pains, but you guys have kind of worked your way through that without much.
You know, I think it's a testament to our, you know, our middle school program, but then also our C team and JV coaches have done such a good job the last couple of years, and really developing girls, you know, that might not be on varsity. And, you know, we had a very experienced group that graduated, you know, that they had a lot of success, you know, multiple Final Fours. We went to the state championship, and, you know, it's hard to replace that experience. But we knew that we had some talent in kind of waiting in the wings with the sophomore group. And, you know, we were able to kind of almost slow play them last year, where they didn't, you know, they didn't get as much opportunity as they probably should have, as being as talented as they are, were as freshmen. And, you know, it was probably frustrating for them, but they had a lot of experience and a lot of talent in front of them. And they did a good job of just, you know, we were able to spend a lot of time on developing them. They put a lot of work in the off season, and, you know, we played some teams this summer that were very familiar with us. And they said, man, coach, we knew what you lost, and we did not expect what we just saw. You guys might have the opportunity to be even better than you were. And I don't know that I realized it until some of the other coaches probably started telling me that. And then as I took the opportunity to kind of sit back and reflect, it's a special group. They play together so well. They have such an excitement for each other. They can do some things that for being a, you know, younger, inexperienced group, for the most part, they play well beyond their years, and it's a lot of fun. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be part of it. And they have a bright future ahead of them.
And coach, your team, it looks to me like you guys are pretty balanced offensively. There's not somebody who's going out there and scoring, you know, 18 or 20 a night. But defensively is kind of where you guys really are hanging your hat. And that's something that really never goes away. You may struggle offensively some night, but you can bring defense every night to the court.
Yeah, we, you know, that's one of the things when, you know, it's been a little over 3 years ago that I got the job there at university, and that was one of the things when I interviewed that I talked about. I wanted to bring that to the table. I wanted to, you know, if anybody was going to ask what kind of style of defense of basketball team we were going to have, it was going to be that we were centered around defense. And the girls have really bought into it. You know, as a program, we spend a lot of time on defense. I think the offensive side is largely a byproduct of the defense you play. Because like you just said, Mike, you know, we can always lean back on our defense and get some easy buckets as a result of just playing really good defense and get more opportunities, you know, for baskets by, you know, forcing turnovers and limiting, you know, their shots to be low percentage. You know, it's definitely something that we take a lot of pride in. We set a school record for our points allowed per game last year. We allowed just over 30 points per game. And, you know, it's something we take a lot of pride in. And we don't talk about it, you know, but I think it's something that this group defensively, they have the potential to you know, come close to that mark again.
Well, and that's here early in the season. I have wrote down that you guys at this point are giving up 30 points per game on defense. So definitely getting it done on that side still. You have a really good mixture of kids on this team. You have a senior, Natalie Moore, the two juniors, Addison Harding and Janae Kravig, but you also have some sophomores playing. So you just really have a great mixture of leadership and some youth there that can step in and play.
Yeah, we had conversations over the first couple of weeks of practice, and we actually kind of rotated our fifth starter around because I largely see that we have seven starters, which is kind of a nice issue to have, but it's also a little bit hard on a coach. But we rotated through, and you know, we just kind of had the best feel when Natalie Trujillo, one of our other sophomores, when she was in the starting lineup, Alizé Madrigal comes off the bench, Avery Sir comes off the bench, and they, you know, I think for a lot of other programs in the area, they could probably start. And they will probably start for us, you know, again, sometime throughout the year. And everybody just brings a little bit different, you know, puzzle piece with them. And, you know, Avery's going to play really good defense. She's going to rebound for us. She's going to kind of help kind of control tempo and things like that. Alizé is a great defender. She can knock down some threes. But when we were really look at it, Natalie Trujillo is going to help us kind of handle the ball and take some of the pressure off Janae. And the thing about it is they can all score. You know, we have all five starters are averaging over 7 points a game. And I think out of our eight games, we've had five different leading scorers. You know, Natalie Moore, the other senior that you had mentioned, she has been tremendous. She's grown so much from her basketball skill from the beginning of last year to now, and she's so confident in what she's doing, and she has fun. Addison Harding has been tremendous. Addison's had a great career, and she's only a junior. But Addison and Janae have showed a tremendous amount of leadership for being juniors, and they've got a bright, bright future ahead of them. I think both of them are going to, you know, go on to the next level and not just play, but I think they're going to be impactful wherever they end up playing.
And Coach, you kind of mentioned it there that the balanced offensive attack that you guys have, and that just makes your team so much harder to prepare for other teams, just because any of these girls could go off on any night.
Yep, and that's honestly when, you know, talking about the differences from last year to this year, I think that's where we're the biggest, the most different is, you know, last year, Taryn Kravick, TK, we really relied on her for a lot of our scoring. Addison still got her fair share. You know, Miranda Wiedemann would get her points, you know, when she could, a lot off hustle and, you know, just effort. Lexi Gallhofer would score, you know, and became a better scorer her senior year, a little bit more confident of a scorer. Malia Parrish also, you know, I think became a little bit more confident of a scorer. But we largely, you know, look to TK to create and to do a lot of the scoring for us. And that's where we're different is this group plays really well together and they share the ball. And it doesn't matter to them who's the leading scorer. We've had a couple of games where we've seen some junk defenses thrown at us, and you could just see the excitement on some of the girls' face. It's like, oh, gosh, they think that if they take, you know, this person away or this person away, they're going to be able to defeat us. And, man, I've got great teammates that are going to just step up to the challenge, and we're gonna destroy that. And so it's been fun to see. You know, we've seen some different things early on that coaches have tried to do to us. It's the rest of everybody else is like, okay, yeah, this is a challenge. We're up for it because we're no slouches. We're gonna go out there and we're gonna make you pay for, you know, doing whatever you are defensively.
Once again, we're speaking with Matt Baumgartner, the head coach for University Girls Basketball. Coach, just one last one for me. I know you have the little bit of break here before you have any more games, and there's that like no contact period. But through this Christmas break time, do you see your team working on to get ready for January?
You know, we're going to continue working on our obviously we're going to continue working on conditioning just because we don't want to let that slip over the slower time here. Because of the 8 games in the short amount of time that we had, we really worked ourselves into a pretty good game shape. And we don't want to lose that. So we're going to work a lot on conditioning, but then a lot on shooting. You know, we need to finish a little bit better. We need to shoot the ball at a higher percentage. That's something that we'll focus on. We'll continue our focus on defense. But really over the slower time period, we're going to do a lot of shooting. A lot of conditioning type stuff. And then, you know, over that, in between the no contact periods where it's, can't be mandatory, you know, really rely on, the girls to kind of come together and show some leadership and, you know, gather at the rec center and do some different things on their own so that we can, come out after the break with back-to-back nights where we have a game. So we don't have a lot of time, after that we're, to get ready and to get back into shape and do all those things. That way we can continue kind of on an upward trajectory towards the end of the season.
Yeah. Matt, thanks for joining me this morning. Congratulations on a great start to the season. Congratulations on the 100 career victories. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll chat another time or two through the season.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you you wanting to reach out and kind of highlight the girls. And anytime I can talk about these young ladies, I love to have the opportunity to do so because they're pretty special.
Yep. That is Matt Baumgartner, head basketball coach for the University Girls. They are off to a 7-1 start. And as I mentioned, their one loss is to Holy Family, who anybody who kind of pays attention to basketball, girls basketball in Colorado, Holy Family has been kind of a powerhouse girls basketball program for a long time. So off to a great start, and that team will get mentioned again here as we get into the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. We're going to jump out now, and on the other side, we will have Fort Lupton head basketball coach, head boys basketball coach, Jim Rodell. He will join us on the other side. You are listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studio, and we're just going to get right to it. We have Fort Lupton head basketball coach Jim Rodell on the line. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I've just kind of been peeking at basketball stuff, and I thought, man, I need to talk to Coach about this team he has. You guys are 6-1, and you guys have a lot of senior leadership, but you are being led by two outstanding sophomore basketball players.
And led for the second year, really. First time ever in my program last year, really started a freshman, Shane Callahan, and then Javon Gonzalez. And both of those guys as sophomores have extensive experience playing basketball from when they were, you know, little kids together. And so it's really been paying off for us early in the year, early this season and late last season as well. So it's been good.
And you guys, you're off to a very strong start. I think you may say it, I guess you guys go 20-4 last year, and maybe that first round loss in the playoffs was a little bit of disappointment. Has that been a big motivating factor for this group moving forward?
Yeah, I think it was a motivating factor coming in, right? I think we all felt like we didn't play our best game. It was one of those things, hosting a playoff game with a little bit of a younger team and some seniors that were mixed into that. So I think we walked away with a bad taste in our mouth last year for sure. And something we wanted to get off to a good start again this year, and then not just start well, but finish well. We've been preaching that from the beginning now. So I would definitely say it was disappointment last year, and something that does going to drive us throughout this season for sure.
And coach, you know, I just kind of glance at stats as I'm getting ready, and basketball in a world where the 3-point shot is so huge, it doesn't seem like your team is a team that lives and dies by that 3-point shot.
No, we prefer to get out in transition. A lot of what we get is on the defensive end, and I think any of my players that have been with me for any length of time would tell you that putting the ball in the basket's important, but if you can't defend, that's going to determine your playing time more than probably being able to put the ball in the basket from the 3-point line. And so we get a lot of baskets at the rim, again, through transition, and then our offense is more of an attacking mode in the half court, and try not to settle for too many jump shots.
Well, and that's I was just talking with head coach of University Girls, Matt Baumgartner, and we kind of talked about how defense is one of those things, like even if you're having a bad night offensively, you can really lean on defense.
Absolutely, and actually I know Matt well, so he runs a similar program. I would agree with that as well. But if you went and looked at the last couple games, right, we had a tough outing against Skyview, who is a very defensive-minded team. We were short two players. Callahan was out, and so was our big. And we were able to, you know, get through that game, which is scoring 36 points, and made that more of a defensive battle. And so it shows clearly that we can win both ways.
And these sophomores that you have, let's, if we can, just deep dive these two a little bit more, and what's so special about each of them individually.
I guess let's start with Javon Gonzalez. Javon is a true point guard. He's picked up the scoring this year. That's just in the set and something that we need within our team, but he's not necessarily known for a score. He really wants to distribute the basketball first, and he's going to find you in windows that are tight. He's not afraid to, you know, put the ball in a situation where he might turn it over, but he might make the pass that's going to create an easy shot for his teammate. Definitely one of the most crafty guards I've ever seen in terms of his athleticism, and the way he just defends the ball. I mean, I think he's up to almost 5.5 steals a game. He's averaging six assists. And so he just has pressure on the ball and creates turnovers, and those turnovers don't always result in points for him, but they result in points at the other end because he's going, if you run, I tell our kids, if you run with Javon, you better have your hands up and you better be ready to receive the basketball for a layup. And so that's Javon, probably what I would say the most crafty point guard I've had in several years, in terms of his playmaking ability and then his ability to distribute the basketball and score when he needs to. So can't ask for much more, right?
Yeah.
When you get into Shane Callahan, Shane's a little different. Shane's more of a three-level scorer. He can get at the rim. He can score mid-range. He's a guy that goes in the gym, works on his 12 to 14-foot game, and then you have the ability to shoot the three. And so it becomes really tough to guard. If you actually watch his game film, you'll see that he'll attack the rim, and he's not a kid that, you know, can't. He finishes either hand. You wouldn't know if you're watching him when he attacks the rim what hand he is dominant with. And he'll even pull up from mid-range at 6 to 8 feet and shoot it left-handed if he has to.
Wow.
So, just that level of game, but he's been well taught from that from a very young age, and he's worked at every level of that. You know, most kids want to go in and either attack the rim or shoot a three, and he'll literally spend time in between that being able to develop his game. So I call him a three-level scorer. You know, I would say the one thing he needs to work on is his defense a little bit. He continues to be very proficient when he needs to be, but he likes to gamble. He's just a very active kid, wants to get that big play on the other end.
Yeah, that mid-range shot is such a lost art. It's good to hear that Shane is trying to keep it alive and well there in Fort Lupton.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. He definitely, like I said, he can, you know, one dribble pull-up is definitely something that's in his arsenal.
And, Coach, you have these two sophomores, and they're kind of leading the way by the stat book, but obviously there's some senior leadership that you have on this team also.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the other three guys that surround him, right, the Will Sabata, right, great kid, great student athlete as well. Great, you know, his game is progressed from day one when he was a freshman to where he is now. He came off a program, you know, in our middle school program that didn't win a game. And so he knows what the hard knocks look like, walks in our gym every day, is one of the first kids in there, works hard, and has developed a three-point shot that, you know, really helps space the floor for those other guys. And then you got the other two, Jaden Brunick, same way. A kid that came into our program and, you know, has just worked his way so hard to be right there in that 5-6, depending on the night, as a starter for us. And he's developed a game in terms of just leadership, in terms of just being consistent, right? And then that last one is Gabriel Chavez. Gabe's another kid that, he's a hardworking kid. He's a kid that, I mean, he has work every day. And I mean, literally work every day, where he's got to go work with his family, does things, goes to school, great student athlete, goes to some college classes, and then comes to practice every day to help lead a team. And so those three have been staples for us.
Coach, as we get into the Christmas break here, what are a few things that, I know you have that time where you really can't be with the kids, but what are you really looking for to grow in this this time where you don't really have any games?
The biggest thing right now is actually we're just trying to get some rest. We've got some sick kids right now trying to get through finals, and so we've given them a little bit of time off. We don't come back till that January 6th time frame. And then when we come back, it'll really be digging in to some execution things, things we haven't put on film that will, you know, try and help us in that league season to be competitive and just remain strong in our defensive pressures as well, making sure we have, you know, our assignments locked in on where we're going to go. Those will be things that we focus in on. It's really just that attention to detail. Again, there's not many things that kids don't already know. It's now a matter of refining that. We play 40 games in the summer, and so these kids are really locked into what we're trying to do. It's just a matter of now that execution of it.
Yeah, and that's something that when I was coaching football and track, not two sports that are really summer heavy on things. Uh-huh. So that's a different world of basketball, where you do get that, you know, 40 games in the summer is such a crazy idea to me to be able to implement a lot of that stuff. So when you get to the season, you're so far ahead.
It is, and I think if you look, I mean, and it's something we got to maintain. Like I said, like last year, it's great, but we usually have gotten off to quick starts, and I think that's a testament to that program in the summer, because kids are ready. And what I mean by that is I can come out there, I can execute 2, 3, 4 different defensive type of pressures on teams that maybe only spent 3 weeks, or they haven't spent that time, or I'm able to run a few different sets that other teams aren't able to at that point in their system. And so they're waiting for that winter break so they can get that additional time, where we've already made up that time in the summer. And so it's really now trying to refine that again, keep that team chemistry going, and then execute.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a fantastic start to the basketball season. Keep it going as you get back to it in January, and we'll probably chat with you again down the road.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the phone call.
Yep. That is head Fort Lupton basketball coach Jim Rodel. His team off to a 6-1 start. Their one loss is to a really good Thornton team, and I think it was 4 or 6 points. So really good team, and led by two sophomores statistically, and those two are just going to continue to grow and get better through this season as they get more experience. So a team on the rise and a team to watch out for, that Fort Lupton basketball team. And now we're going to hop out. On the other side, we will have this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings for boys and girls basketball, and we will get to those when we get back. You are listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings.
And you heard it. It is time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, a list of the top 5 teams in boys and girls basketball that I think have the best opportunity to bring home a state championship. We're a little tight on time, so I'm going to be quick today. We will start on the girls' side. Number 5, a new number 5 jumping in, Resurrection Christian. They are 5-2, but their losses are to Holy Family and Mountain Vista. And they have really good wins against Severance and Cheyenne East. A very junior-heavy team led by junior standout Olivia Klein, averaging 17 points per game. And circle January 12th as they will face University on that day. That's a huge one as University Resurrection Christian will face off January 12th. Number four, a new number four, Mountain View. They're 4-2. They started the season 0-2. They bounced back with four wins in a row. The thing I love about this team is out of their top 10 scorers on the team, eight of them are seniors. So a very experienced team led by Addison Branscombe at 15 points per game and Megan Kyle at 13 points per game. Experience will carry this group. Mountain View, number four. Number three in the girls' basketball Preps Rewind Power Rankings. We talked to their coach today, University. They're 7-1. Their only loss is to a perennial powerhouse, Holy Family. I don't have a lot of questions about this team. They've already kind of answered them after replacing a lot from graduation. And they've obviously reloaded. The one thing I want to see is they've been at home a lot here in the early season. Can they go out on the road and continue to win games? University's number three. Number two, Briggsdale. Briggsdale's 4-0. They haven't really played a close game all season. Their average margin of victory this season is 25 points. So they are just putting it to people. They continue to be led by Jenna Kreiss. She's averaging 23 points per game, 5 rebounds a game, 3 assists a game, and 4 steals a game. By the stats, I'm guessing this is a very aggressive pressing defense causing a lot of easy, quick baskets. I want to try to get Coach Nicholas on the program one of these weeks. Number one, they're going to stay there for a while. Roosevelt. Roosevelt, their only loss is to Cherry Creek by 2 points. Cherry Creek is a very, 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 very good girls basketball team and a bigger school. They're averaging 72 points per game offensively, and they're only allowing 29. Sophomore Kyla Hollier sets the pace with 15 points per game and 8 rebounds per game. They won state last year. The whole team is back. Barring any injuries, this team is going to be there. So that is our girls' edition. On the boys' side, number 5, Windsor Charter Academy, 6-1. They lost by 4 points to Prospect Ridge Academy. They're led by sophomore Andrew Sham, 16 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and junior Kellen Ball, 13 points per game, 4 assists per game. They have the depth as well as they go 9 deep. If the sophomore Shems can keep it up, this team is something to watch out for. We just talked to their coach, Jim Rodel. Fort Lupton, 6-1. Only loss is to 5-2 Thornton by 6 points. Quality wins over Eaton, Liberty Common, and Skyview, led by a pair of sophomores, Shane Callahan and Javon Gonzalez. They do have senior leadership also. Highland is number 3, 4-2. Losses to Golden and Steamboat Springs. The loss to Steamboat Springs is why I dropped them one slot this week. But the loss to Golden is why they stay at number 3. Golden is 6-1 and has 1,200 more students than Highland. This team is going to be there in the end. Number 2 is Berthoud now. Berthoud, 5-1, kind of riding high off of that fantastic football season. Basketball's off to a strong start. Their only loss is to 6-1 Silver Creek, led by Reese Stratmeyer. 16 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, a balanced offense with 7 players averaging 6 points. And number 1 in the boys' power rankings, Resurrection Christian. They're 4-0. Questions so far? Their strength of schedule is not very good. They only beat 3-6 Glenwood Springs, 48-47. The talent is there. What will happen as they get deeper into the season and the schedule becomes more challenging? Will they be able to continue winning games? That is this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings Boys and Girls Basketball Edition. I want to thank Matt Baumgartner for jumping on, University head basketball coach. Thank you to Matt for jumping on, and Jim Rodel, Fort Lupton boys basketball coach, for jumping on. A couple of really good teams. Thank you to Micah on the other side of the glass. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's that time of year. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. All that stuff that's happening. Thank you for joining me here on Preps Rewind. Presented by Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Give them a call for all your automotive parts needs. This is Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.